days of cancellation, because what happens if we're in 150 days?
And we don't have 120 days.
But I think all days from notice.
From notice. Okay. So, but if we don't go ahead with it, and we've already spent, you know, half of the DEP's money.
Their money.
Their money. And we don't have to pay it back.
That's right.
Okay, because it's their property.
Yep.
Now I understand. Thank you.
And as number two trailheads, did we answer that? Shared use lane, rail banking for?
Let's see what my question was.
We're now at the bottom of page 20. Four pages to go.
Question is, if the proposed trail is built and taken into the railroad, do we know the property owners have land outside?
That's an important question.
That's his question.
Our answer was the property owners who have land outside the DEP-owned segment would, of course, have a role in the public planning process. We want to know how they want to use the trail. We want to know how the trail will impact them. We don't believe that they have legal standing with regard to the trail across DEP-owned watershed land. There's no interest there. Legal interest.
This is, so DEP owns the entire, for this section, but there are places along the corridor that are not,
Of non-DEP land, like Basin Road.
It doesn't impact that. And again, everything that we're proposing here on the Ashokan lands is within watershed land. There's no adjacent properties right up to it that would be impacted. East of Basin Road is not impacted by this at all. This agreement, we will have to determine what we do in that eastern part. Again, that may be something we vet through the new committee.
But if I understand, this is part of a larger plan. So my question.
This can stand alone as well. Like you can do this as part of a larger plan, but you can also do this as a standalone. We're the legislature to say we think it's in the best interest of Ulster County to run trail right up to the bridge of Basin Road, run rail right up to Basin Road. This could stand alone. Now, would that be our recommendation? It would not. But you could certainly make that determination. It doesn't. What we're doing here does not impact that section.
All right.
What we do in the future there will impact the use of this, but.
But it is still possible that there are landowners that would not want to participate in the trail, and leaving the railroad and all of the rights that come with railroad intact, it seems to me, would leave the overall corridor, not just the Ashokan portion of it, better protected. I don't know if I'm articulating that well.
I think we're beyond the MOA.
Yeah.
I think we're in a broader discussion about, you know, the entire corridor, and we're, again, I understand your position. Carl, we're almost done.
No, the only thing I was going
to... Hold on. Herb, go ahead.
Me? Yeah. I know it's off topic, but with regards to the overall corridor, are we fee owners or are we permanent easement holders?
It depends on the area.
So we do have areas where we actually do own the land. Mm-hmm. And there are places we have permanent easements.
Yes.
Okay.
West of the Ashokan Reservoir is where we have more of the land in fee. We own the property too. That's not ubiquitous. I mean, there's a few holdings.
And that would help out on your question.
The main area, man, again, if I could, I think I understand where you're going with the question. I'd like to, if you're saying that there's issues with the corridor, This doesn't impact where that's most relevant, which is east of Basin Road.
Yeah.
Right.
But it could turn out that there are landowners that are not willing to have. They have to have the railroad there because it already exists.
I think we would argue with that, Manna, and I don't want to make this a debate.
We're getting off of the issue of the MOA
because it's not in this section.
It's not in this section. we're talking about the 11.5 miles where we have an easement over the city.
You had asked for the term environmentally sensitive to be defined. We're going to be under the New York City watershed rules and regulations, very stringent water quality standards. Through SEACR, we're going to have to do an ESA assessment. We're going to have wetland delineation and protection. We're going to have to look at all kinds of water. Do we need a SWIP?
Turtle crossing.
We might turtle crossing, too.
We definitely will need a SWIP.
Okay. Trails are actually exempt, but I think we may need one for the only basis of New York City watershed rules and regulations.
Yeah, again, this, trails are actually exempt. Because of where this is located, we may have to do things above and beyond.
No water protection plan.
Anna, I think we're on six. Termination.
Yeah, I think we've addressed it already. This is the issue about the potential railroad easement.
I actually think we addressed everything on this page.
The design, the address.
Wait a second. Let's just read this. The memorandum can be canceled by either party within 120 days written notice. If the rails have been removed, the county could lose complete access either by rail or by trail. Because of this possibility, the rail should remain in place even if the Ashokan's rail trail proposal is adopted. The trail can be constructed in between. This, to me, is the very central question, and I don't feel that it's been addressed adequately.
I understand your position. We don't feel that a trail that fills in the gauge or the track and is 4 feet wide is a world-class rail trail that deserves public funding, and it's not a safe rail trail. I mean, you think about all the things that modern trails need. Go look at some of the better rail trails in the region, and once you look at them, you wouldn't even envision doing that. I'll note that, some of these ideas for having rail and trail, and the trail keeps crossing across the rail, is completely unmanageable. I mean, you're going to have people in areas where kids are on bikes and stuff. You really don't want, you want to minimize crossings of roadways. I mean, we work in the planning department and the transportation council to eliminate rail crossings. You don't want trails going across an active rail spur.
I agree you want to minimize it, but I don't agree that it can never happen. And I think
that
Washington Avenue and Hurley Mountain Road are very good examples of rail crossings that are working very well.
We can discuss those areas in the committee in the future. Again, removing the rails has no impact on the permanent easement. We should be very clear about that. People across the country have removed all of the rail infrastructure, but for, you leave the embankment, you leave the supporting structures, but you can remove track, tie, other track materials.
The next one is the design question. Nana, do you have any more questions on that?
No, I'm good on that, thanks.
Okay. The next one is resolution.
The signature.
The signature, that's already been addressed. It was actually one of the quickest and easiest ones we could address.
Thank you,
Mayor. Council. And
Kathy.
All right. Kathy.
Thanks,
Kathy. Shout out to Kathy.
Big time. All right. This is the lead bringing forward the MLA preempts the work of the Ulster and Delaware Corridor Advisory Committee, who have agreed to take a fair and open, comprehensive look at the corridor and all information related to the CUE and make recommendations that will most benefit the county, its residents, businesses, and visitors. Again, Resolution 155 didn't extend or amend current county policy to trail only along the rail to the Ashokan. It did not specifically include the Ashokan section or instruct county departments to suspend implementation of 275 until the report is complete. There's no requirement to delay that 6 month delay would jeopardize the available funding for the DEP. Okay? We are very thankful that you gave us this opportunity to come in and speak, and we're here to answer
any questions. And if there are additional questions that you want to submit in writing, we would be glad to answer them in writing at any point.
John? Yeah, just one more thing, real quick. I don't need to answer all of
that.
Okay. No, I'm not going to try to say words carefully. This whole thing, the rails and the trail, started a whole bunch of years ago, and when Robbie and Peter Kraft and Chief Barry got involved in politics, and I was trying to help them out the best I can. And it's, at the time, the proposal was not, and I heard the word a lot, and it's okay, was not for a world-class trail. It was for the locals to pedal their bike down to see if they could get an opportunity to ride up and down the railroad, which wasn't in use. And I was involved when, in 1979 or 80, when they bought it, and it had not really been used. So I just hope the world-class thing is either achieved or there's a monitoring system if and when it happens to know that we don't necessarily need a grandiose thing. It was my interest is more for the locals. I guess if the folks come from Patterson or Valley Stream and they use it, that's wonderful. But I think we ought to keep in mind, in all honesty, get the world-class stuff. But I know interconnections, and it's going to...
And our residents are our primary concern here, John. I mean, one of the things we hear from communities like Woodstock is that a lot of the trails there, like Overlook Mountain, are prohibited to people with limited mobility, to people who are older. And one of the real great things about this is this becomes one of our first ADA-compliant trails in the Catskills. So you've got a little stretch now at the Interpretive Center, but it's nothing. And this is actually a place where you could see people going who can't otherwise use the trails that go up the mountainsides and then come down the mountainsides.
I
think you're exactly right.
I understand that. And, you know, I for years I've been trying to get the fishermen to have an opportunity for ADA access, and
we are committed to that, and we're committed to allowing hunting and fishing to continue out there. We want this to benefit all of the residents of the county,
okay,
and the businesses by attracting people to the county.
Okay.
Thank you. This isn't a question so much as it's, sort of a pat on the back for just a moment. I feel like it's due. I've been one of the loudest critics of the process and fast-tracking this and moving it through. I just want to thank the county attorney and Chris, the whole county attorney's office, who really, spared no question in getting everything answered and trying to make us feel as comfortable as possible. I still would have liked another month, but you made me feel a lot more comfortable in the short time that we've had this. So I wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. You've made my day.
And if there's nothing else,
can we adjourn now?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody. I also want to thank Tracy for kind of sharing that.
Do we not want to ask the public?
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.